640 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub here in Bridgeport and Beverly in Chicago. Yeah. Fox's Beverly Pizza. Guinness Irish Stout.
Yep. The Froth.
And Flood Brothers Disposal. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. And joining me, as always, to my left is my twin brother, Billy.
What's up?
Hi, Bill. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Greetings to all.
Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli. Bill's on time this week, listeners.
Not really.
Wonderful. A little bit. Yeah, not really. I have a little bit of a cold. Does it sound like I have a cold?
Not really.
I can't tell.
No.
When I walked up to you outside before we started the program tonight, of course, I was having a cigarette.
You sneezed on me.
No, I didn't sneeze
on
you.
But of course.
I said, do you have allergies? I'm wondering if I'm developing allergies in my age.
Could be.
Do you want a brief history of my allergies?
Yeah, go ahead.
Growing up, I was allergic to grass.
Mm.
All environmental stuff. So as a kid, like in the Little League, I would be in the outfield and I'd sneeze like 50 times.
Right.
It's horrible.
Well, I'm not having the sneezing stuff, but I am having like the air seems thick.
But they went away.
And I'm like, is this from smoking or is this from a cold that I had recently? Or like, is it maybe the cold's lingering? I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking maybe it's the hair pills that I'm taking.
Yeah, I'm thinking the finasteride. It's getting to your head. You're reading too many blogs on that.
No,
stuff,
I'm not
man.
Reading. No, I'm, for our listeners
it's
out
the
there.
Stopping working out. You stopped working out.
I did stop working out a little bit, and I have trainer guilt. I don't know what you call it. Like, is it called
trainer guilt?
I got trainer guilt.
I got weight guilt.
I got
weightlifting
I've
guilt.
I've been avoiding my trainer and kind of telling him the same sorts of excuses I used to tell my high school math teacher about homework.
He's going to body slam you.
You know, well, why haven't you been to the gym? What'd you do this week? Well, you know, I had a couple of family things arise and constantly making excuses, and now I feel like I'm having guilt. I'm like, I have to get back in here.
I had to slam a delicious za from River. Sorry.
From River Pizza. Shout out to you, River Pizza. I'm eating, you know, the same as I was.
Yeah, you're just not working out. He's going to hit you with a folding chair next time he sees you.
He might, you know. Wouldn't that be a thing if your trainer said, where you been? And just clanged you over the head with a folding chair?
Full wrestling.
Come on, back in the gym, dummy.
That's what it takes.
It might take that for me. But, I'm wondering if I'm developing allergies or,
Am I developing allergies?
But also because, you know, you start thinking about, I'm having the paranoia about the hair pill that I've been taking, the Propecia. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I've only been on it for like a month. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
No.
And it's like, do I potentially die from shortness of breath or do I go for the full head of hair?
Maybe you'll get a hairy heart.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
Everybody's got a hairy heart.
Everybody's got a hairy heart.
I bet there's a guy out there named Harry Hart.
Oh, yeah. I had an Uncle Harry.
Did you?
Yeah.
Harry Hartingale.
He was a fantastic guy.
Why do you say Gale, Bill?
I don't know. I like the Hartingale. I like that.
Bill, it held no bearing on the conversation. Bill jumps in and goes, how about Harry Hartingale? Why Gale? I just like the sound of it.
Sure.
Oh, look at there. The Harry Hart. He's an artist.
Of course.
Thank you, Mike Sarkowski, our producer.
What's he drawing? Legs?
Yeah.
He's
a singer.
Recording songs about it.
Yes.
Does he have any jams?
Let's check him out.
Yeah, we might have
he
to
might
play
be
a
up
Harry
there
Hart.
With Yoria and the other guy.
Yes, exactly.
Lorenzo.
Arthur Yoria, and I don't remember Lorenzo's name.
Chris Lorenzo was
It was
his
Christopher
name.
Lorenzo and Arthur Yoria.
We are, for our listeners, some of the biggest hit makers here in the Midwest, and we find obscure artists and we play them on our program frequently.
Yes.
Sometimes we play popular music. Sometimes we just play, you know, the stuff that
sure
the stuff that you find in the deep holes of YouTube
or conversation. Hence Harry Hart. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Harry Hart has a song called "Is It
Heat?"
Heat. I love it. I almost said Harry Hart has a song called Heart. Don't go to the gym. Take your hair pill, take your hair pill, take it down fast.
Propecia.
You're gonna get a hairy heart anyway. Time's running out for you.
Is he gonna sing or rap?
Ooh, 50. Ooh. Sing.
Do you swear?
Ooh!
Ooh, high voice.
On your life.
Don't sweat on your wife.
Ain't you safe? Ain't you satisfied? Do you listen?
No,
yes,
I don't.
I do listen, Harry.
When I speak.
Yes.
Oh, oh, oh.
Like, I couldn't make that out. I don't want you out there. Ooh.
He's a Timberlake wannabe.
Oh, a little talent there. He switched up his voice.
That's Harry Hodge. Thank you.
This guy put a lot of work into this.
That's called
know?
Heat, is that
How
jam?
Many views does he have, Mike?
Is that a new song? March 12th that just came out?
He dropped that on the
12th? Oh. We just broke Harry Hart. We broke him on the scene.
Is he Irish? He's pretty pale.
His dad, yeah, so I mean,
he
like,
is kind of. He does look Irish.
His dad's from Galway.
I don't know.
Mike's Richie, looking into Richie this Hart. For us,
right? Mike, we're gonna talk hair while you get back into your Harry Hart research.
Yeah. You seeing follicles or what?
No, I've seen nothing yet.
I'm seeing a little something, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
It's a progressive thing. Like they're like you won't
Are you
notice.
Are taking pictures?
No, I'm not that. I'll take a picture of the end and the beginning. So, like,
That's
I mean, there's
awesome.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's gonna.
Billy might beat you to the reveal.
Oh, Billy's hair reveal versus Patty's body reveal.
Which I want a body reveal too, though. I want it all.
I want a body reveal.
That's
too.
That's not fair. I want a body reveal too.
That's a conversation in Beverly Hills right now.
Yeah, you got to put in the work. Oh, Mike has a note for us. I see him writing it down. This must be some Harry Hart news.
Could That's be breaking
Oh,
news.
He's Australian.
Okay, no. Well, you know, maybe he does have some Irish ancestry in him then.
He
know?
Does. You never know. You never know.
He's the Australian Timberlake.
Ooh,
okay.
That's the way you pitch it?
Yeah.
You know? That's the way Johnny Dorito would pitch it.
Yeah. I got the new client, everybody's from Australia.
I got a new guy, Harry Hart. He's the Australian Timberlake.
He's from Australia, wherever the hell that is.
He's the Australian Timberlake. I found him. You know who found him for me? Mark Paul Gosselaar. Actually, it was Mark Paul Gosselaar's father who introduced me to Harry Hart.
Pronounced Gosselier.
Or Gosselier.
That's right.
You know him? Remember him? Saved by the Bell?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
He's got an eye for talent. He put me on to Harry Hart.
The Gosselier.
What was his dad's name? Keith?
Keith Gosselier. Yes, it was Keith.
How do you know that?
I got good memories, man.
Wow.
Yes,
I
Keith.
Just, I remember the weirdest crap in the world. Just unfortunately, I don't remember like a lot of the
We haven't talked about
important
celebrity
things.
Fathers in a while.
No.
Well,
Richie Hart.
Maybe we know. Find out who Harry Hart's dad is.
We'll have to do a little digging, but maybe we might be able to find out who Harry Hart's dad is if you stay tuned after this break. One place you might meet Harry Hart or hear him on the scene, because there's a lot of young singles and people like that hang out at the Cork and Carrot.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
if you go in there, you can ask the bartender in Bridgeport, Joe Misetich, do you have any Harry Hart?
Right.
Yeah, ask Joe.
Joe, how about a couple of drafts and throw a little Harry Hart on? Get this party started.
Yeah.
You got Harry Hart?
Right. Do you have Harry Hart? Say what, boy? I was wondering if you had Harry Hart on the jukebox.
Who's bartending? An old farmer?
We ain't got no Harry Hart. What
Anyways.
You been doing? Listening to the Hoolies, Hoolie, dummy.
Oil tycoon bartender.
Oil tycoon bartender, Red Smith. What you been doing? Listening to Harry Hart all day with the Hoolie Bros?
That's I've right. been pushing barrels. Now I'm doing this.
Well, anyway. Oh, by the way, you can go to the Cork and Carry and listen to Harry Hart. They might have it on the jukebox. Ask for it. And you can tell them that you listen to this show. This show is sponsored by
yes,
the Cork
it is.
And Carry. More after these.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
with a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Mm-hmm.
The hairiest of them all.
The hairiest hearts of them all are the biggest heartbreakers.
Oh, are the ones who get tangled up in love.
That sounds like something an old...
Fight their way out of it.
An old disc jockey might say, the hairiest hearts of all are the hardest to break. It's Bruce Springsteen.
That's right.
We're getting sued.
He never took any Propecia, that's for sure.
We're getting sued by four people.
Who's that? Who are the four?
Springsteen.
Okay.
Dick Biondi.
Oh, yeah.
For that impression.
Mm-hmm. Harry Hart.
Yeah. And Richie Hart, his father.
Yes, Richie Hart, of
and
course.
And attorney.
Richie Hart Esquire.
How dare you? I can't even do an Australian accent. I went right into John Kennedy. How dare you talk about my son like that?
Sir, you are Australian?
No, I'm from Cape Cod.
I'm the illegitimate father of Harry Hart. I was a woman that was into the Kennedys in Australia.
I'm a robot produced by Joe Kennedy.
And, you know, things got a little bit fun.
Things hairy, got a little hairy.
Things got a little hairy, hence the name.
Pun intended.
Pun intended. Yes.
How do you do an Australian? Crikey,
mate.
Think of Paul Hogan from, you know, Crocodile Dundee.
Or the Crocodile Hunter. God rest his soul.
Yes, exactly. My son Mikey does a very good Australian.
Does he?
Yeah, I let him back on Fortnite. All right. Okay. And he's been putting the headphones in.
He's been playing Australians?
Well, he does. He goes, "Ah, crikey!" He yells while he's playing. He either yells, "Ah, crikey!" and he does an Australian accent, or he just goes, "Butthole!" And he just says butthole 10 or 15 times in a row, screaming it.
That's okay.
It's not okay. I mean,
I'm like, are you yelling at these kids? And then you hear the kids on the other end. He's entertaining them while they're playing. He's like doing a running bit with all these kids. I think he's putting them down sometimes. And it's interesting to listen to, like, is he more interested in the game? He stinks at the game. But he just loves.
It's not about the game.
He loves just having this audience of him just saying nonsensical things.
A worldwide audience.
Yeah, and kids are laughing like, you
it's
know,
probably a bunch of Harry Hart and Arthur Euria fans.
Yes, it is. Yeah, for sure. The other thing he was saying the other day was, I don't know. I think he got this from his sister, but he was like, "I like you cut, G. I like you cut, G." Whatever that means.
Ooh, I like that. Did you get a haircut?
I don't know, but he's maybe. Like somebody does a nice move in Fortnite, and I just hear him go, "Ooh, I like your cut, G."
That should be a song,
right?
I like your cut, G. I like your cut, G.
It's probably a move in Fortnite.
I'll call Harry tonight. We'll get into the studio.
That's what
I'll call Harry tonight. It's like a cut, G. You know, something like that.
Thank you, President Biden.
Speaking of President Biden, do you think he'd have any interest in buying Steven Seagal's home
probably.
In Arizona?
I don't see why not.
It's protected by bulletproof glass.
You should put that vicious
all
dog
over.
In there.
Did you know that?
Where is
so
this?
Seagal's in Scottsdale, Arizona. He's selling his.
Did you get his permission to tell this story?
No, it was in the LA Times.
Clay, Bill did his homework this week. He Googled a couple of Seagal stories.
This came out on April 19th. This is not
he
old.
He gets alerts about
right.
Seagal.
Oh, wait, Seagal, I can Seagal talk about
selling
this.
His
actually,
house.
No, I got an alert from.
Who's his agent?
I don't know who his agent is, but I got an alert from Smirky.
Oh, look at that. Hold on. Let me interrupt you, Bill. I like your cut, G. Is that...
When a friend or acquaintance receives a haircut that exposes the back of the neck, a common practice is to utter the phrase, "I like your cut, G," and slap the back of the neck as hard as possible.
Oh. There must be a TikTok or something like that, like a prank
video.
There
must
video.
Be a thing, huh?
Right.
Now we know. It's like Padiddle.
Right, I like your cut, G.
It's the 21st century padiddle.
Like padiddle. Like, do you think people understand what padiddle is?
They better.
Is that a Chicago thing, padiddle?
No, that's worldwide, I think.
Okay.
Maybe it is Chicago.
Oh, that's a car that has one headlight,
right? Yeah, then you punch the person in the arm.
Anyway, Seagal's selling his house in Arizona. It's got 12. It's a 12-acre compound.
How many dojos does it
have? It's going for $3.4
million. That'd be a great way to say it. It's a four-bedroom house with three dojos.
It's got a full Chinese restaurant in the basement.
He's tried to sell it like three times in the last few years.
That'd be awesome. This home comes with five bedrooms, two and a half baths, three dojos, and a Chinese restaurant in the basement.
Yeah. Well, it's in a gated
you
community.
You hear plates clinking all night.
Right.
It's in a guard-gated community. Wow. And it has floor...
The guard's a ninja.
And it has floor-to-ceiling windows made of bulletproof glass.
The guard is...
He's the guard.
No, the guard is Michael Dudikoff, the American ninja.
Seagal guards the house himself.
It's perched on a hillside lot and features lifelike statues that survey the exterior.
It's perched on a hillside lot.
They're inside stone columns and skylights mark the living spaces.
I would love to hear Seagal describe his house.
Yes. Five bedrooms, five baths.
For sale by owner. That's the luxury video. For sale by owner.
A cranny chap, 1300
This home
people.
Comes with four bedrooms, two and a half baths, three dojos, a Chinese restaurant in the basement, and high-end, top-of-the-line security outside on the gates.
Van Damme's working a booth.
For sale by owner.
Any bites? No? What's he
no
asking?
No bites. 20 million? He wanted 3.77 to start. He's listed it three different times. I think he said it was down to 3.4.
I can't imagine what has happened in that house.
The housing market is nuts right now. I mean, people that I know can't even find houses if they're looking for them.
I wonder if he modeled the house just like the house
in The Karate Kid.
No, the house in, I think, Hard to Kill, where he first makes out with Kelly McGillis. Oh, no, it's not. Is it not Kelly McGillis? Who's the chick from Weird Science?
Yeah, that is Kelly LeBrock. He
Kelly
was married
LeBrock.
To Steven Seagal
sure.
very briefly.
Oh, was she? Yeah, is she Australian?
I think she might be, Bill. Yes, very much.
It all comes back to Australia.
I guess so.
Tonight it does, especially when you're talking Harry Hart.
How many kimonos do you think Seagal has in his locker?
How many kangaroos do you think he's ridden?
Several. He's boxed one for sure. He never told anyone.
Seagal's fought. Dude, if Seagal got hit by a kangaroo, he'd be like, do you think it would kill him?
No, he would be extremely calm.
Or Bill, wait a second here. Let's just not go too off topic. Yeah. Bill, he's just grasping for air now. He's like,
not grasping for air.
Just to keep the bit going, maybe Seagal rides a kangaroo.
It's not a bit to him. He genuinely wants to know. Like,
what do you think would happen if Seagal was fighting a kangaroo? Right.
Bill's really wondering.
The joke died a minute and a half ago. No, Bill goes, throw a kangaroo in there.
No, he wants to know.
Yeah.
I'd be intrigued by that. I would watch that on television.
There's no animal that could beat Seagal.
I don't think so.
Maybe a silverback gorilla. Maybe.
Seagal versus a silverback gorilla?
Yeah, but he'd do
something
else.
Would hypnotize it with martial arts or something, or, you know, he'd have blow some essential oils on it.
Now there's a headline for Too Much, Zuck. Steven Seagal hypnotizes silverback gorilla. You know?
They co-sign on a new house.
And then it cuts to the story, and it's like Seagal at a mall in Minneapolis, you know, hypnotizing a guy in a gorilla costume.
No, Seagal hypnotizes silverback gorilla and forces him to become his real estate agent for his home sale.
And he hires a tailor to custom
Steven
for the
Seagal
suit
hypnotizes silverback gorilla to become home representative broker agent.
Yeah, you get the Armani suit fitted for him.
I'm tired of making these videos trying to sell this house by myself. I need to hypnotize a silverback gorilla to get this done.
Give me a hand, eh? Paul? Named it Paul.
Hey, Paul, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Paul. He's a silverback gorilla that I hypnotized to become a real estate agent.
He's going
to
show you around.
Right. He's going to show you through the Chinese restaurant.
If you have any questions...
And,
it's four bedrooms.
And at the end of the thing here, everyone's getting a fortune cookie. Right. At the end of the open house, everybody gets a fortune cookie. Speaking of it,
it's going to be nice.
I guess it is, Bill, you bring that up. It's Karate House week because Ralph Macchio's Cobra Kai mansion that is in the series, Cobra Kai, featured in the series, that just hit the market for $2.65 million.
Sell your Karate House.
Yeah. If you're dying for a new home, there are always Karate Houses.
If you're in any way, shape, or form known for karate in the national scene, sell your house immediately.
I know the market's tight, but... Let me ask you, have you considered a karate house? They're available.
What's a karate house?
Right.
I know lots of senseis who've listed their houses on the market.
Very prominent senseis in the community are having trouble, and they're listing it by owner. After Seagal started the trend of selling his own home, that home featured a Chinese restaurant and three dojos.
He sold it in 24 hours through this silverback gorilla he had.
He hypnotized a silverback gorilla.
Named Phil.
Named, oh, it's Phil?
Oh, it was Paul.
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 Made a hell of a commission.
Yeah. Paul, and you know what Paul did with the commission money?
He bought a Rolex.
He did, indeed. a yacht master.
They had to add some links.
Right. A Chinese yacht master. It's not a real Rolex.
He's not that dumb.
No.
It's got Japanese movement, right?
Sure.
That's right.
The six-bedroom house where Daniel LaRusso and family live on Netflix show is located in Marietta, Georgia.
That's not a famous house. Get out of my face.
It is a famous house in pop culture right now. Sure it is.
Miyagi's house was for sale from Karate Kid with all the levels and the cars, that'd be sweet.
Yes, it would.
Can we find out where that house is somewhere?
Where's Miyagi's house?
Donde está Miyagi's house?
You know, I'm taking the kids to California, and I really, you know, I don't want to do the typical stuff. But I'm thinking I might take him by Miyagi's house.
Go by Miyagi's house.
We've been watching a lot of Cobra Kai.
Go by Paulie Shore's car.
Here it goes. 80s nostalgia is alive and well in Hollywood, it seems. Not only did Peacock TV recently reboot the beloved Punky Brewster and Saved by the Bell.
Canceled.
But Fred Savage is currently executive producing a reimagining,
Years 2?
Well, the internet just went bonkers on me. Thank you.
Thank you, Gates.
He's currently reimagining his hit, The Wonder Years. Ooh, a new Wonder Years. Mm. Does Marilyn Manson play Paul Pfeiffer in this one, finally?
The older years. That would be sweet.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Everybody Marilyn Manson's. He's done because of the Me Too movement.
No, but he's... Pfeiffer.
Mike has an address for anyone interested. The Mr. Miyagi home is 20924 Galt Street in Canoga Park, California.
Listing. Let's get it on Redfin.
It's Cayuga Park or Canoga Park, Clay? It's
like I go with Cayuga.
It's like saying creatine or creatin.
Creatine?
Right. Cayuga or Cayuga?
Bill, how do you say creatine?
Creatine.
How is that possible? He said it flawlessly, like he invented it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you say it like you just got off a...
Can I get some creatine?
Creatine.
Whatever.
Anyway.
What are you going to buy?
Oh, here we go. At first reported by Too Much Zuck,
TMZ. Mm-hmm.
The Tuscan inspired property from Cobra Kai is
what
being.
What does that mean?
It's Tuscan.
It's dusty.
It's not, yes. It's Tuscan and dusty. Very Tuscany. Inspired property is being repped by Chad Corodis and Jerry Metcalf of Atlanta Fine Homes Sotheby's International Realty and comes with a $2.65 million price tag. Wow.
Okay. Well, Seagal's is more money, and that house isn't bulletproof, and Seagal's is.
Well, initially built in 1968 and completely revamped in 08, this sprawling pad, which is known as Villa Flora.
Ooh. Well, I like the name.
Villa Flora.
Villa Flora. Villa Flora. I've been there. It's okay. It's Tuscan inspired.
That's an Italian restaurant in Oakland, right?
There's really nothing oriental about the place at all.
There's no dojos.
There's no dojos. They don't have a Chinese restaurant in their basement.
What's the name of the Chinese restaurant in Seagal's basement?
Stevens.
Sensei's.
Yeah. Hey, honey, run down to Sensei's and get a couple egg rolls and a couple Cokes upstairs. We got visitors.
Yeah. I heard that Sensei's has the best egg roll and Cokes of all time.
Ever.
Wow.
They got those tall bottles of Coke.
If we had an egg roll, I think we just figured out the name of our egg roll and Coke chain that we want to start.
Sensei's.
Sensei's. And it's a picture of Seagal.
Crushing an egg roll in his hand.
Instead of having nunchucks in his hand,
he's got
two egg rolls, or he's got an egg roll and a Coke, and he's kind of in.
No, he's got two
he's
egg rolls.
He's in a fighting stance.
Two egg rolls connected by like a noodle. Those are the nunchucks.
Yes.
You got egg roll nunchucks, don't you, Steven? That's Jason Statham. He's going to cut the red ribbon at the opening.
Right. Why is Jason Statham cutting the ribbon at Sensei's?
He's an action star.
Yeah, right. First of all, Seagal, he was never in the Expendables.
I cannot wait to have a giant Coke and an egg roll from this place. Sensei's, it looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
It does look gorgeous. Yeah. David from Clear Choice will also do that.
Yeah, he's going to be... dealing cards. There's a private poker game.
You guys are going to love Sensei's. I have David from the Clear Choice commercials working the poker table tonight.
Oh, man.
He's doing tableside carvings.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, this home, Chad Corodis and Jerry Metcalf of Atlanta Fine Home Sotheby's International Realty. Comes
call
him. We got to go. Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Chad Corodis.
You got LaRusso's house for sale, Aaron?
Yeah. I want that Tuscan-inspired LaRusso house. It's LaRusso, sir, not LaRusso. I'm a White Sox fan. I get it confused. This home was initially built in 1968 and completely revamped in 08. The sprawling pad, which is known as Villa Flora, comprises six bedrooms and seven bathrooms in a whopping 9,214 square feet.
All right, so it's bigger than Seagal's joint.
Now, it's said to be located in Encino. That's it's fictional place where the Karate Kid moves and Cobra Kai are set. In reality, the house can be found at 130 Woodlawn in Marietta, Georgia, about 20 miles north of Atlanta. There you go. So a little shout out to our friends at Sotheby's. You can go buy the Karate Kid house.
I have breaking news.
What's your at?
I do too.
Shock G of the Humpty Dance has passed away.
Oh,
oh man.
DMX, Shock G.
He's 57 years old.
He's the guy who knows like you.
Yeah.
Right? With the big nose, with the
the
glasses and the nose thing.
Yeah. Should we play a little Humpty Dance?
Well, I don't think it's...
is it too soon?
Too soon for sex packets and Digital Underground on the Hoolies Hoolie.
No, is that what they're called?
Sex Packets was the name of their album that made them huge.
Famous. What's the song that they did in the movie Nothing But Trouble?
That's a song jam. Called Same Song, actually, which was...
in the movie Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah, and it was Tupac Shakur's first.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Musical instrument. Yeah, we should play that.
There's nothing sexual in that song.
Nothing sexual about that one, Pat. I believe. Christian Texas Pat.
Okay. Oh, Christian Texas Pat is here.
And you know, they say same song. Well, I got a story for you about the same old song and dance. After the song's over, that I'm going to be repeating for my first time tomorrow.
This is time.
But we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
It's a little surprise for the audience. And I'm sure I'll have a lot to talk about when it's done.
But, all right. So what are we going to pay homage to?
Shock G?
Shock G?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We do
what
things
did, Mike,
on the
what
fly.
What did you just pull? Yeah, this is on the fly. What did you just pull up, Mike? What's it called?
Same Song.
Same Song by Digital Underground.
get naughty, get my rocks on. Eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing. Everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J's, ZZY style. R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat. Champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Robo. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies. Pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all.
Same song.
It's just the same old song.
It's the same song. Money B, the freaky dicky, the squeaky wicky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a leaky. So while I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, you saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song for Sporty Shorty. Same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing. Don't get me wrong, but to me it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
And all I'm doing is the same song.
Same old song, y'all.
And all I'm doing
is the same song. Y'all don't check it, y'all don't. Y'all don't stop. It's just the same old song. Give it to me, y'all don't quit.
And all I'm doing is the same song.
Yeah, Humpty Hump in the house, y'all.
And all I'm doing is the same song.
You know what? It's the same old song.
Yes, Clay, thank you for that contribution. Shock G, rest in peace.
He was part of our childhood. You know, that was a big,
absolutely.
A big act. Absolutely. The dance thing.
You know who else was part of our childhood?
Who's that?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, yeah. This is a crazy story, and I thought I'd bring it up.
Cause okay.
Because the theme of this show tonight, outside of Harry Hart,
action,
you know,
heroes. Yeah.
Is an action heroes that is real estate and selling things.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's taking that arc.
Yeah.
Sure. And I saw this. Michael Jackson Neverland statues for sale, 28 pieces total for $2.5 million. Several of the statues Michael Jackson had at his Neverland ranch are up for grabs.
Mm.
But it's a package deal only and likely requires a collector who can appreciate the art separate from its history.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Notable art lovers, that must be a consulting agency of some kind.
Sure.
My dad works for Notable Art Lovers.
Works for NAL.
Right, NAL. He's been at NAL for 30 years. They ain't done.
He's not
done.
How do you think they say in Chicago? He works at NAL.
He's been down at NAL for 6 years.
He's been slaving down at NAL for years. That's Noble Art Lovers. You know? Well, Noble Art Lovers tells TMZ, too much Zuck, a private collector has 28 pieces from the singer's notorious California property, mostly statues, but the owner will not sell them individually. Instead, the entire collection must go as a whole for $2.5 million. So what do you get for the hefty sum? Numerous statues of children, including Kids and Tree Swing is the name of one statue, Follow the Leader, Young Boy and Companion.
Yowzers.
Wow.
Boy Playing Handbell.
Boy Playing Handbell.
I'd like to buy the Boy Playing Handbell statue,
give
please.
Me 7,000 now, boy.
The Footballer and more.
The Footballer.
There are many historical statues as well, like marble Roman bust and Napoleon crossing the Alps, along with Cupid statues, candelabra, a wooden ship, a Marilyn Monroe statue, and a Minnie Mouse figurine.
No.
Wow.
How about no?
I don't want any of that crap.
You don't want to buy Michael's statues. You want to buy my house.
You want to buy my black belts.
Come on.
Would you, Bill, would you pay?
You're going to pay $2.5 million for a statue of a stone boy. You need your head examined. This place has a dojo, three of them, and a Chinese restaurant in the basement, along with four bedrooms and 2.5 beds.
It's five bedrooms.
It's for sale by owner.
The fifth bedroom is an office, technically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no closet.
Well, we're told the owner of this collection is looking for a serious buyer, and now noble art lovers.
They're brokering the deal?
Out of Dubai. Of course they're out of Dubai. They will handle the transaction.
I have something to add to this.
Story. Oh, Mike, they do not have any silverback gorilla statues, unfortunately.
Or sales representatives.
Right, yeah. Does Nail have any silverback gorilla sales representatives? We're getting tired of dealing with humans.
And this Paul is doing an incredible job.
We heard that a deal was made in California.
We understand that martial artist action star Steven Seagal hypnotized a silverback gorilla named Paul, who is one of the most phenomenal salespeople in the world. Can we have him represent the Stone Boy statue?
Sale? Auction?
We're going to get him for the auction.
I did hear in a related story, he had a giant statue of himself and he was dressed in like military gear for some video or something.
Okay.
Oh, and he's wearing like cross of like bullets and it's Michael Jackson and he's got his hands on his head.
Sure.
And it's like 30 feet tall.
Wow.
It's outside of a McDonald's.
Bill. Oh, really?
And guess where?
Come
on. It's easy.
Gary, Indiana.
Australia.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was going to say there maybe in his hometown.
Wow. It's in Australia near the drive-thru.
Oh, there it is.
There's
Mike
a picture
pulled it
of
it. Up.
It's in Australia, right? Look at that.
That is just weird in the cosmos,
That's one
man.
Of the most beautiful pictures you'll ever lay your eyes on.
Well, I'll tell you what they don't have in Australia.
Everyone, Google Michael Jackson statue McDonald's Australia.
Yeah. If you're bored, if you're looking to entice and
if you want to see one of the most beautiful photos of all time.
Yeah, you want to really want to eat a big
one
piece.
One at a time, boys.
Well, I don't know. You think people would see that and go, boy, I want a Big Mac after staring at that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Michael Jackson always made me hungry for McDonald's.
Bill, something about seeing those arches.
There is something about seeing those arches. And I wonder if they had those arches in front of the Midwest University Dental School.
Come on, who went there?
I have scheduled my first appointment at the old Mudsies.
Billy's getting baptized
at
Mudsies.
Well, no, I guess I am getting baptized at Mudsies.
There's a ceremony. They prick your finger. They take your blood.
Right. I guess so. I heard. Yeah.
They got a holy you'll never cartoon. Visit another. You got to take an. You'll never
your
visit.
Your teeth belong to us.
Right. Yes. Never rat on your teeth. They belong to us. You're in this for life.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, your teeth need to be 100% calcium.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I'm going there. I've been trying to see this dentist for, and I have to wait till June 16th to
What's
get into his
name?
Office. I'll leave that out of it.
Does it rhyme with Michael Jackson?
No. He's done nothing wrong. It's just that there's a wait list for...
He's done nothing wrong.
I guess I've become like neurotic about my teeth, and I'm like, it's time. I got to get these things looked at. I have a cavity, I think.
Because you've been sucking down Jolly Ranchers for
4
years.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder what they'll say when I get in there. I have to go through this... First, I have to do like a pre-screening.
It won't be as great as you think.
I don't think I'll actually have a clean.
Well, you're not
tomorrow.
In like excruciating pain.
No.
So you're
no,
good. You're
no.
Good.
I just need him to, you know,
the nicotine
clean
is
those
built
boys.
Up in there. It's blocking everything out.
Probably. It could be that. Yeah.
Anyway. Looks like nicotine has saved your teeth. You're lucky.
How are you? Nice to meet you. Scrub the nicotine off the back of these choppers for me. I'll take the oath, okay?
Yeah, I'll take the oath, Marita. Right?
I got bring the holy card over. Let me prick my finger.
Let's do it.
Right. Just get these teeth looking better.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. Before I put you in a headlock.
Your teeth belong to me now.
They belong to us now.
It's the dentist.
The Don
of Muds. your teeth belong to me. All right? Now get out of here.
Now make sure you have your credit card ready for the lady who comes on the scooter looking for payment.
Now put this bib on.
Now put this bib with this roach clip around your neck.
Now listen, I'm going to lean the chair back just a little bit, all right? Don't get scared.
Right.
It's going to be fine.
Listen, let's make him a little more comfortable. Put a little hairy hair on for him.
Yeah, sure, why not? Right.
Can we please turn up the hairy hair a little? Hey. How many times do I got to ask you to turn up the hairy
during the ceremony, we're going to play a little hairy heart. Your teeth belong to me, no?
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery. Or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Do it. Go to the Cork and Kerry. Welcome back to the Hoolies Hooli, fourth quarter of the program. Been a wild one thus far.
Come on.
Yeah, all over the place.
It is.
It's right where it needs to be.
Yeah. It's on a thin line.
Ooh.
And I think that's kind of where most of the news media has been in the last couple of weeks. And we try to do our best to deviate from all those crazy stories in the news.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, we prefer to talk about Harry Hart.
Yes.
And Steven Seagal and the real slice of life stuff.
Sensei's restaurant.
Sensei's, we've got to get Sensei's going. We talk about all the crazy ideas we have on this program.
Speaking of weight.
Yeah.
Sensei's can be part of the restaurant group that includes trough.
Yes, Clay, you sent
me. And buns.
And
yeah.
Yes.
So we have three restaurants.
Trough, buns, and Sensei's? This is the greatest trio restaurant group ever.
Why aren't we our own restaurant group?
COVID!
Just doing these concepts right now.
Can you imagine us on Shark Tank pitching to try to get money for trough?
Mark, listen.
We're talking like Kevin O'Leary. We're like, listen, Mr. Bing. Sooner or later, you're going to be in a trough, too.
Listen. I got three great restaurants. One is called Buns. It's a male version of Hooters. The other one is called Trough. It's where humans eat out of what is considered to be like a pig trough. And the third one is called Sensei's, which is a Chinese restaurant located in Steven Seagal's basement.
That serves egg rolls and Coke.
Yes.
So we got a deal?
Right.
Yeah.
We're seeking $55 million.
One-time payment.
These troughs are expensive, boy. They're golden.
We got to get them from Nebraska.
Do we get golden troughs?
They're made in Nebraska, Kevin.
Or do we just get... No. You know what Kevin would tell you? You got to get troughs that are made out of wood. Just put epoxy on them. It's cheaper that way.
No.
Cheaper to clean.
We have to get the actual troughs that animals eat out of.
Do we clean the troughs every night with the same hose that we hose everybody down with at buns?
You just flip all the food with a shovel. The next crew comes in.
The chef comes out with a golden shovel with just more food on it. Everyone goes, there's a whistle blown, and everyone gets up from the trough, and the chef comes out, and he goes, more slop for you, and just slams it into the trough.
And Harry Hart sings the Australian National
Anthem. And then all the
anthem.
Little Hollywood piggies fight for it.
Oh, yeah, there's four locations.
Of trough?
Yeah, there's Hollywood.
Yes.
Dubai.
Yes.
New York City.
Yes.
Hillside.
Illinois.
Yes.
Yes. There is the Hillside, Illinois.
That's the one that's the least crowded.
Yeah. We're looking at the plot where the old DMV was.
Right there.
Yeah. I think that's where we're going to build
it. We're using that building.
Anyway.
the old DMV.
We have investors lined up.
Got to get on Shark Tank and pitch trough. What are you working on? My pitch deck for trough. Now close the door. Why are your pants down? Never mind!
Why are you kneeling eating out of a bucket?
Right.
It's a prototype!
Why is your face in a bowl in the basement and you're on your knees? What are you doing? I'm working on trough.
Trying to figure out product placement.
Trying to get in the head of the consumer.
Please go back to our old episodes.
Now close the door.
And find the one about the restaurant.
Trough and Buns is great. Yeah,
it is. Let's do a musical break. It's the Kinks doing Living on a Thin Line.
There's no England now. one I lost. Somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lies of the people running round their castles and burned. Our eyes see change, but inside we're the same as we ever were.
That's a jam.
Yes, it is. That's the Kinks.
That'll be playing at the closing when the Gorilla and Seagal sign the papers.
Exactly.
Clay Matching.
Welcome
during
to your new home.
Clay Matching during the song. How small the keys would look in the size of the Gorilla's
hands. The
silverback's
hands.
Yes, yeah. when he hands them to the new owner of the home.
Yeah. But also perfect cufflinks and suit.
Right.
And the Rolex.
And the Rolex. Yeah.
Hey, Paul, before we sign the papers, shoot the cuffs. Show them your business.
The cuffs are bananas.
Steven, I think...
They're golden bananas.
Steven, what you've done with Paul in the real estate game is remarkable. I'd like to get him down to Margot Law, show him around.
Paul, you did such a great job with this deal. I'd like to give you these banana gold, 14-karat gold cufflinks. Thank you, Steven. Oh, the Gorilla can speak now.
Yeah.
Learn English. Learn English in a matter of
days.
He's
like an unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Yes.
Thank you, Steven. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. You have a beautiful home here.
Hello, Steven. It's former President Mr. Trump. Does Paul play golf at all?
He's
too
big.
Just wondering if he'd hit the links with me.
What do you think? Paul probably hits a golf ball 400 yards.
I heard... This Paul is huge on the course. He hits the ball 400 yards.
4,000.
4,000 yards. He took me to Australia for a Harry Hutt concert, and we went golfing. He hit a ball that an Aborigine came back and retrieved for us 5,000 yards into the Australian wilderness. That's a hole-in-one, in my opinion.
This story is absolutely true.
100% true. Everything else you hear is just fake news. Paul is real. He's a great. He passed the broker's exam.
He's taking a series 7.
He's going to Brown in the fall.
He was admitted to Brown University in the fall. He does have banana themed cufflinks.
18 carats.
Anyway, if you've been listening and following through the program tonight, God bless you, and thank you for doing so, because it's been pretty wacky. On a sad note, I saw that Mark and the Danny Wahlberg's mother, Alma, passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, in the tradition of Irish programs, we'll throw an obituary in at the end here.
Sure, yes.
And I have one obituary as well. I'm going to give a shout-out to, not a shout-out, but my condolences to the whole Trant family. Mike Trant was the longtime owner of Duffy's Tavern in Forest Park.
Yes.
Sure. And he still owned the building to this day. He was a good man. He was always very good to me when I was an employee there. Although I never actually formally worked for Mike, he still was the landlord and would come around and say hello.
Yeah.
So I want to give my condolences to all his friends and family.
Very nice, Bill.
Yeah. Mike Trant?
Yep, Vietnam veteran, longtime West Sider. Resides in Elmhurst with his wife now, or he had resided in Elmhurst. But a good man overall, so my condolences to the whole Trant family.
Wonderful guy. I'll never forget one of my Mike Trant experiences, now that we're just on Mike Trant for a second.
Mm-hmm.
He came in one night with a buddy of his, he wasn't a big drinker. He'd have a drink every like 10 years. You know what I mean?
Well, he was at one time.
Okay. So this was a rare occurrence where he came in, but he wasn't obnoxious or anything like that, but he came in. But he was laughing so hard with his buddy Pat, PJ Hayes, I think it was with him, that they were kind of, you know, goofing around on the bar. And then they left, and Mike Trant came in the next day, and he was like, did anybody find my hearing aid? You know? Mm. And we were like, you lost your hearing aid? And he was like, yeah, didn't you notice that I was like shouting most of the night? And I was like, no, I just thought you had too much to drink. You know? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I lost my hearing aid. And I was like, oh, well, I'll get back to you. About 2 hours later, I'm burning the ice from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And I find his hearing aid in the ice.
Wow.
I'm like, oh. But he was thrilled to get it back.
Of course.
I called him. I go, I got your hearing aid. Where was it? He goes, in the ice. He goes, I'll never drink that again. I go, okay, great.
Yeah.
Godspeed to Mike Trant. What a wonderful guy he was. And Duffy's was a great spot. They were good to me.
Still is a good spot.
Yeah. Anyway, Alma Wahlberg, she died. She was the matriarch of the family and mother to Mark and Donnie and 7 other children. Mark Wahlberg shared the news on Instagram, posting a photo of his mother writing, "My angel, may she rest in peace." Heavily featured. You ever watch Wahlburgers or the Wahlberg show?
Yeah.
Heavily featured on that. What an amazing life to have, you know, 9 children in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Not a lot of dough.
Mm-hmm.
And to see 2 of them become, you know, well, not Donnie so much, but Donnie was on top of the world.
He was a new kid.
When he was a new kid, he was huge.
Not Paul huge,
because Paul is 9 feet and hits the ball 5,000 yards, but he was pretty big in pop culture circles.
Anyway, and then Mark Wahlberg.
And then their brother, Paul Wahlberg.
Paul, right.
Who owns Wahlbergers.
Yeah. Right. Alma had 9 children, Mark, Donnie, Paul, Robert, Jim, Arthur, Tracy, Michelle, and Debbie. God rest her lovely soul. She was 78 years old. So my condolences to the Wahlbergs.
Yes.
We're at time.
Yeah,
I do want to thank our sponsors again. That's the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport. Fox's Beverly Pizza. Had some last night.
Mm.
Never disappoints.
Mm.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yes.
And Guinness Irish Stout.
Mm.
If you like this show, you can hear us streaming on Global Irish Radio, or you can find us at iTunes if you search for Hooli's Hooli Show. Until next week.
Hey. See you later.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow. And the leaves came tumbling.